Ginberches, Mishnah Vav. Kol ha'arayas she'amru tzarosen mutaros. All the arayas that we said in Yevamos, that their tzaros are mutter to go out and marry anybody else without needing to do chalitza. There are 15 arayas mentioned there. Let's give an example. Let's say, for example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, which is Shimon's niece. When Shimon dies, and now Reuven has to do Yibam, if Shimon was married to two wives, one of them was Reuven's own daughter, even the other wife, let's call her Leah, she's also pater from Yibam and Chalitza, and she can go marry anybody else without needing to do anything. But what would happen if Leah goes and gets married, and then we find out that her tzara, who is Reuven's daughter, who was also married to Shimon at one point, this woman is found to be an ilanus, which basically means she was never really married to Shimon at all. And if she was never really married to Shimon, that means that Reuven should really have had to do Yibam to this woman. So what happens? What happened if the tzaras goes out, and then it comes out that her tzara ended up being an ilanus, like we just said. Now she's married, and she really was a shomeres yavam. She was zakuk to yibam. She should not have gotten married. Teitzei mizeh umizeh. So she has to leave this husband that she's married to, and also she does not stay with the yavam that she should have went to, because her tzara, who's the yavam's daughter, is really just an ilanus and was never married to his brother. And all the other halachas that we said on the previous mishnah, all the chumras apply to her too. And when we say kol adrachim ha'elu ba, we include the fact that the children are mamzerim. And this is also Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that even on union ships that's an iser lav, the children are mamzerim. And a woman that has to do yibam, if she goes and has relations with somebody else and has a child, that union is just an iser lav. She's not an ishes ish. She's just zakuk to yibam. So it's an iser lav. Those children should not really, according to the Chum, be a mamzer. According to Bekiva, they are. And that's why the mission is going alibi der Bekiva. The Rav says the halach is not like a Bekiva here. It says, v'chol adrachim elu ba, even the fact that the children be a mamzer, according to Bekiva.